As we've seen, Hegel stresses at every point the importance of organic development, of growth, of what he calls becoming. Where other philosophers see opposites, such as finite or infinite, determined or free, subjective or objective, Hegel sees phases in an ongoing process of becoming. He expresses this vision in his view of the history of philosophy itself. Here, truth and reality can be discovered only through the extended dialogue between philosophers. History records their positions, preserving the past in the present. If we're to have the whole truth, he says, we must refer to what has gone before. History becomes the vast stage on which the Odyssey of spirit, the story of self-consciousness, and the realization of freedom are acted out. Hegel says this story is shot through with purpose and rational pattern. In fact, he reinterprets the religious idea of providence to mean that the entire historical order is aimed at achieving freedom. Before going into more detail about what Hegel means by history, let's consider a problem that's long puzzled students of Hegel. Even now, it seems unsolvable in terms of his writings. Despite his emphasis on time and history, Hegel sometimes describes time as if it were only an external show. Time represents merely the appearance of things that are essentially eternal, or not in time at all. So Hegel can say that spirit appears in time only to the extent to which it is not fully self-conscious. This is the extent to which it's not yet succeeded in annulling time.
Time appears as spirit's destiny and necessity. The spirit is not yet complete within itself.
We needn't try to iron out this difficulty, but one consideration helps put the problem in perspective. Hegel believes that spirit really manifests itself throughout the world. Spirit is present in nature, in the realm of space. It's also present in history, in the realm of time. But though spirit's present in space and time, spirit is not completely at home with itself in either medium. For Hegel, spirit is limited by the medium through which it's expressed. Nature and history can manifest only as much spirit as each can express. Spirit is ultimately and fully expressed only in its total self-consciousness, in the knowledge of all reality. Yet Hegel insists that spirit is present in those things we may call its penultimate manifestations. Time, history, nature, and the process of becoming all manifest spirit in some form. Hegel's well aware of the Greek philosophical tradition, which says that the course of history mirrors the cyclical patterns of nature. Seasons recur, animals give birth to another generation, the mature plant produces seeds that initiate the same pattern over again. But Hegel says history has a different pattern, its own pattern of novelty and progress.
Historical change, seen abstractly, has long been understood as involving a progress towards the better, the more perfect. Change in nature, no matter how infinitely varied it is, shows only a cycle of constant repetition. In nature, nothing new happens under the sun. And in this respect, the multiform play of her products leads to boredom. One and the same permanent character continuously reappears, and all change reverts to it. Only the changes in the realm of spirit create what is new. This characteristic of spirit suggested to man a feature entirely different from that of nature, the desire toward perfectibility.
Here Hegel lays the foundation for our modern concept of history. History is not the endless repetition of what has gone before, nor is it a succession of static ages of the world. On the contrary, says Hegel, history is a dynamic order of novel and creative events. Time flows in a straight line, not in a circle, and history has a purpose. Hegel sometimes describes history's goal as progress in human perfectibility, but more often he calls it the realization of freedom. The key to all this is Hegel's view that the world's developing in a rational way.
The principle of development implies that it is based on an inner principle, a pre-existent potentiality which brings itself into existence. This principle is essentially the spirit, whose scene, property, and sphere of realization is world history. Spirit does not flounder about in the external play of accidental events. On the contrary, spirit is determined and stands firm in its purposes.
We've already seen that Hegel emphasizes the struggle involved in the development of spirit. He says, nothing great has ever been accomplished without passion and struggle. But spirit, unlike nature, must also struggle against itself. We can better understand his meaning here if we understand his realistic view of mankind. Many interpreters have noted his optimism, his belief in progress, and his stress upon reason and knowledge in comprehending spirit. But many students of Hegel have overlooked the fact that he seriously thought about the negative side of spirit. He says spirit is the source of evil and wrong, as well as right and good. Man, who embodies spirit, has the capacity to bring about forms of evil of which nature is innocent.
For the very concept of spirit is enough to show that man is evil by nature. And it is an error to imagine